Club Craftlings, and welcome back to the Minecraft Short Stories podcast. I did just call you Craftlings. It's a combination of Minecrafters and Earthlings, because that is my new name for you guys. Deal with it. In this episode, we have some more listener stories. The first story is by 60 Swing, the next is by Abel, and then the last is by Anya. All these stories were submitted to my email through my website, minecraftshortstories.com. The link is inside the description. While you're down there, I have a YouTube channel. Once you reach 1,000 subscribers on it, I will do a 3 or 4-way collab with some Minecraft players. So if you would like to see that, then consider subscribing. Anyways, thanks again to all the listeners who submitted their stories. I hope you guys enjoy this episode, and let's get right into the stories. This first story is called The Secrets of Minecraft. It is submitted by 60 Swing. Within the world of Minecraft, there is a change happening known as the 1.20 update. One of these changes is in the jungle. Structures are appearing here that are called trail ruins. There are only a few visible blocks, as the rest is underground. Most likely, it was not built initially there, but got pushed underground with time. This would explain why there is this pillar of brightly colored blocks, yet no way to get down to the structure. Now, what about the name Trail Ruins? We know it is a ruin, but what about the trail part of it? Why would it be called a trail ruin, yet not be a trail? This is probably because it was for a long path, that needed places you could stop at for a night or things like that. It is possible that someone did live at the trail ruins, as there are armor trims, different dyes, and emeralds. So the occupants took care of the building for anyone who came and traded with them for certain things. Who would make this long trail, and these structures that lead to somewhere unknown? It was most likely the same thing that created the villages, the ancient city, and the ruined nether portals, along with a great number of these structures. This most likely says that there was once a nation that existed and created all of this a long time ago, but it disappeared as disasters started to happen. For example, they turned into the Endermen for eating too much forest fruit. Greed for gold in the nether eventually turned them into pig creatures, and ancient cities got swallowed into earth, then the Skulk took it over. But are villagers the one who built this? No, they can't place blocks. But it is possible that they used to know how to do that. Villagers creating a big civilization makes sense, because they can get different items and trade them with you, which they would not know how to do without the knowledge from the old civilization. So they simply forgot to place blocks and break blocks and things like that. You may be thinking where the new things like the Sniffer and Armor Trims come into this. The Sniffer was a mob that roamed the Cherry Blossom biome, and occasionally could be kept in the Flower Forest, as it liked the smell of the Pitcher Pod and Torch Flower. Its eggs were kept as gifts, and were very expensive as the Sniffer was rare. Armor trims are very old items that were created to intimidate enemies. After the ancient villagers started organizing and getting better resources, they were no longer used, and the knowledge of how to make them disappeared, and all we can do now is copy the design to our armor. Of course, we have to mention the camel. Put a saddle on it, and it is one of the best forms of transportation. Camels are believed to always have been around, but have now had an increase in population, so now you can find them in villages. Thanks, 60 Swing, for that story. I quite like how you delved into the lore of Minecraft. Notice that you're using some of the game theory lore that may have been intentional, maybe not, but yeah, ancient civilization, all that jazz. So that was very interesting. Thanks for that. The next story is called The Mob Command by Abel. I started my Minecraft world and did what any other Minecrafter would do, get wood. I found a tree with a ton of wood on it, so I started chopping it down. After I was done, I crafted wood planks, which I made into a crafting table, sticks. I also made 2 wood swords and a pickaxe. Then I got food from pigs and cows. After that, I found a cave, so I went mining. There was also a big patch of coal, but it was hard to get to, so I used dirt to get up to it. And I found out the way I used dirt blocks to get to it kind of made a house shape. So I settled there. I only had a crafting table and some torches for decoration. So I crafted a chest and a door, but no bed. The night was falling, and I could already hear spiders and zombies. I checked out the area, and a spider jumped towards me and attacked. But since I crafted a sword from leftover stone, I used that to defend myself. I swung at it, flared red, and it fell away all the way down to the bottom of the cave. Then a zombie came, and I swung my sword. Only I needed more hits, and then I finally defeated the zombie. But there are more. An arrow hit my back, and I went to check out what it was, and it was a skeleton. I easily defeated it by just one hit, and it fell to the bottom of the cave just like the spider. There was another zombie, but I also defeated it while avoiding a creeper. I hid in my base for safety. Dawn was coming, so I snuck out of my base to get some wool from sheep to make a bed. I still had to avoid leftover mobs while trying to find sheep. I saw a group of them in the distance, so once I finished the last sheep, I crafted a bed. I had extra food, but ate it all. I knew that I couldn't stay long, so I traveled to the ice spike's biome and hauled a spike into a house. I crafted a fishing rod so I could go fishing on the ice. I only found 2 fish, so I settled on that. Night fell, and there were a lot more mobs than usual. Come to think of it, there were a lot of mobs when I was trying to live back in my cave. I only had leather boots and a leather helmet that I made from a cow, but that was not enough. Strays were spawning everywhere, and even one spawned in my base. After a night of tons of mobs, morning came, and there hardly were any animals for food, only polar bears. I wondered why all this was happening, and while looking for animals, I saw a cave that was glowing. And there was a trail of gravel, so I went and checked out the cave. I found 5 monster spawners and a command block. They must have come from here, I thought. I didn't hesitate. I had just mined some iron inside the cave earlier, so I made an iron pickaxe and tried mining the monster spawner, and somehow it worked. Then I tried mining the command block, and weirdly it did mine, but my world crashed and got deleted. Well, at least I don't have to deal with that anymore. The next story did not have a name, but it was submitted by Anya. Elias was going to be late to work, guarding the world's ocean monument. He had been on time every other day this week, but if he wasn't on time today, he'd sure to be fired. Not to mention the monument would be lost to the Elder Guardians. Elias gathered his Ender Pearls, hoping he'd get there faster if he used them. He threw them continuously, causing him extreme nausea and fatigue. Still, he had to get there in time. He eventually reached the water and dove in, feeling the water hit his already painful injuries. And still, Elias swam on, knowing the other guard James would not be able to fend off the Guardians. He saw the monument in his gaze and sped up, but then he saw it. Chaos was pursuing, and he saw the Elder Guardians capture James. James happened to see Elias and started to shout, but Elias knew James's water breathing potion had run out, because his face was turning purple. Elias was not going to let James die, so he tried to swim closer, but he felt something holding him. That's when the Guardians holding onto James came closer, and Elias realized that the two had been captured. Elias felt an immense pain in his back. He had been stabbed by a trine, and so had James. Tears trickled down his eyes, floating up because they were underwater. Elias watched James drift slowly down into the blue abyss, blood appearing where he was. But Elias didn't drift, as James did. He felt fatigue worse than that of his Ender Pearl ordeal early in the morning. He watched as his blocky legs turned to a prickly tail. His 2 eyes turned into 1, and he grew larger. He had been transformed, fated to prowl the monument as a monster. He couldn't do anything but wait for other players to visit the monument, and win the monument again. At least then, he could avenge James.